Just a little reminder for all of us. We are from that brought us out in this path and how we should spend our time. As we mentioned yesterday, niyat is the most important. We should correct our niyat and we should make muzakra of the niyat amongst ourselves also. And as many niyats as we can make, we should make. And according to the niyat, Allah Ta'ala will give reward. The more niyats we make, the more our rewards will be by Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So first our niyat must be, of course, for the pleasure of Allah. There must be no other purpose. And then our islah, which is most important. And continuously also, if we make the correct niyat, then we will spend our time also correctly. We won't waste it, look at the different houses, what kind of bathroom they got, what they got in their bathroom, what they got in their lounge. All those things won't interest us if we made our niyat, our islah. But if we have just come out and we want to check out that what are the new things and how the people are making their houses, how the other women are dressing, then those are the things that we will notice. And instead of taking deen home, we will take dunya home. We'll have more love of dunya and we'll go home and we'll also demand from our husbands, we want our house like this, we want our clothing like this, we want that. But if we our niyat is our islah, then we will look at the good qualities which are in our sisters. Somebody has got humility, somebody has got khidmat, somebody has got hospitality, all the good qualities we must try and take from one another. And not that we, of dunya, we look at somebody's cell phone, what kind of a cell phone they got, then we also want that kind of cell phone, etc. No, we must look at the good qualities, deeni qualities which people possess. How somebody is nurturing her children, how she's teaching her children, how she's bringing them up. All those good qualities we must take. So niyat is very, very important and we have to refresh it daily. Continuously we have to refresh our niyat. Just like the windscreen of the car. If the windscreen is not clean, if it is a rainy day and it's a place where there is smog, where there is fog, where there is other dust, etc., sand that blows onto the windscreen, we have to continuously clean it. When it's raining, the wiper has to work all the time. Otherwise, that car is in great danger. Like that, our niyat must be also all the time, it must be clean. And we have to refresh and correct our niyat all the time. It for falters also, it's not just enough to make the niyat at the beginning and then we carry on. It falters also all the time and we have to have our wipers on to clean that niyat and make sure we have got the correct intention and correct vision in life. And we are seeing where we are going to. We are going to our qabr. Many of us, we don't see that because our windscreen is dirty. So we think we're just living in the car, in the dunya. And we're just living it up for dunya to make our dunya. But if the windscreen is clean of our life, we will see clearly that we are on our way to our qabr. We are on our way to akhirah. And in that way, we will be preparing for that. And we then automatically, everything will fall into place. We won't be using harsh language, harsh tone in our words. We won't get upset with people. Somebody didn't do something for us. Somebody was taking too long in the toilet. We get cross for them. All these things will go out of us when we have our proper vision. Otherwise, small, petty things become major things in our life. And we start fighting about small things. We feel hurt in our heart. We feel offended. Also, one very big thing, many of us which we have in us, that I like my things like this. Forget, if you wanted to live like that, you should stay at home. Yeah, we have to learn to forget all those desires of ours. Me, I like this, I like my tea like this. Me, I like this. Me, I must have it this way. All those things we must forget when we come out in the path of Allah. Yeah, we have to learn to accommodate one another. And we have to learn. So that is one very important thing. The other thing is all our sisters who are out, respect one another, honor one another, don't look for fault in one another. If a person, when he finds fault in somebody, it is like if you put your hand and you are pointing to somebody. you will see automatically the one point finger points to that person and three fingers point to yourself. In other words, if you are finding the fault of one person, you are exposing three faults of yours. One is you're a fault finder, eh? And that is not a good quality. One person who went to Markaz Nizamuddin, he didn't go in Tabligh, he went for touring. And as a tourist, he went and see Nizamuddin. Now if you see Nizamuddin as a tourist, you see it different. You see it when you go in Jamaat, you will see it different. Tourist wants everything to be according to how he likes and what he, like a tourist, how he wants everything. So he found that the programs are too long, there isn't so much of cleanliness there, and everything seemed to be upside down. Nizamuddin is not a tourist, the Markaz is not a tourist attraction. So anyway, he took a very bad impression, and he went to a very great Buzurg in Bhopal, and he mentioned and complained about the Markaz, that the programs are till too late at night, and then there isn't cleanliness there, everything is dirty, filthy, etc. That was a great Buzurg. He put his head down for a while, and then he lifted his head and said that a pig, even if it goes in a beautiful garden, it won't see the roses, the flowers. But if there is some feces, some stool, somewhere dirt, which somebody buried also, it will dig it out and it will spread it everywhere. So that should not be the case, that we find faults of others and we start spreading them about. We talk about it. This sister was like this. This sister was like that. Even if we go home and we discuss with our husband, even with our family people, that this one was like this, this one had this fault, then we got a very bad quality. That is the quality of that very dirty and filthy animal. So we disclose our own weakness when we're finding the fault. A person who sees the good in other people, it shows that he has got good in him. What capacity a person has got, that he sees in the other person. And if a person hasn't got that, he can't see the good in other people. So, and then to talk about it, that is another great wrong and a terrible thing. So try and look in the good of our sisters and try and bring those good qualities. If we came with 20 good qualities and we picked up another 2 or 3, mashallah, that is a great benefit. But if we came and we looked and we picked up some fault finding, that's a bad quality in itself. And we looked at the dunya of the people, what they got of dunya, etc., then that is another fault. So what our sisters, and then passing our time correctly. Also then, the people who have hosted us, they have opened their hearts, they have opened their home, they have gone out of their way to make us feel happy, so appreciate this also. And also in the houses especially if they are children, even we as grown-ups, sometimes we do not use the things correctly. Many people, their houses is like a showpiece, a show house, and they don't like things to be upset. This thing must be in our houses also. What things have to be on their place, we want it on their place. So let us also not upset the place, especially if we have to use the toilet, etc. Don't leave it in such a way that the next person feels a bit difficult to use it. We find it clean, leave it clean. If we find it dirty, take that little trouble, clean it. And when we leave the toilet, leave it clean. Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayh was traveling by train in India. One Hindu man got up to go to the toilet. He went and he came back immediately. Maulana understood that there is a problem in the toilet and the man has a need to relieve himself, but the toilet, there is something wrong. Maulana himself went, he didn't tell any of his khadims also. He went himself and he cleaned the toilet. He came back and he told that Hindu man, now you can go and use the toilet. When the Hindu man saw the toilet is clean, he told Maulana, before I use the clean toilet, please clean my heart of kufr and shirk. Make me a Muslim. Eh? So with akhlaq we will mean the people. So these qualities we must try and bring. Also, we don't dirty the place, but don't leave the place so wet also. Many people don't like it. The wuzu, especially when we wash our legs in the basin, and we don't rub off the water from the legs. We put it down on the mat, that mat becomes wet. One, two people make wuzu like that. The third person who comes, he feels awkward about that, that the mat is wet. So try and consider all these small things as far as we can. But don't make it so hard on ourselves that we make life difficult on ourselves. That also should not be the case, but we should learn to be considerate and think of one another, and especially express our appreciation to the house people. Don't acknowledge first in our heart. Many of us, we don't even appreciate, we don't acknowledge. And then express it also. Tell them, Jazakallah, you went out of your way. We really appreciate it. And we came here, so many of us. It must have been very hard for your people, but you tolerated us. So give them du'as also. Du'as of that Allah makes the houses the means to gain the mansions of Jannah. Then as you people hosted us, may Allah make you, your children, the coolness of your eyes. And may you always see the happiness of your family, your children. May Allah save us from all calamities, difficulties, illnesses, hardships, or arguments, fights, etc. Give them du'as also. So in this way, if we spend our time, people will be happy also. And deen will spread. And our object is not to close the doors for deen, but to open the doors of deen. Let us not be an obstacle. Let us not be a nuisance. Let us rather be a source of comfort and joy and happiness to other people. People must feel happy. May Allah give us all tawfiq, and this muzakara must carry on also, whether it's now, whether it's later, but make this muzakara, think about it ourselves also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, subhanakallah. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.